listener production.
Prepare for a wet and wild weekend with a rain bomb tipped to hit parts of the state, changes to your pay packet kicking in, and why some of our most iconic outback towns could soon disappear. It's Friday, July 1st. I'm Isabel Everett, and this is your news briefing. A heap of changes come into effect for millions of Aussies today. The minimum wage will increase by about $40 extra a week. A one-off cost of living tax offset worth $420 will start rolling out, and the super guarantee rate rises from 10 to 10.5%. Sally McManus from the ACTU says that last one is a much bigger deal than it seems.
It may not sound like a lot, but that will end up being a lot more when you retire. So that type of increase over time tucked away means that when you do eventually retire, you can have a really good standard of living.
However, price caps on power bills will rise, meaning some households could feel the pinch. Emergency services are preparing for a wet and wild weekend. A low-pressure system tipped to bring gale-force winds and torrential rain to parts of New South Wales. The central and mid-north coast are among the areas in the firing line, as showers ramping up today. Senior meteorologist Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau says there's a flood risk as well.
Things are already wet, so soils and dams are still full and saturated, as we know, from a very wet 6 months. So this rainfall is likely to possibly lead to renewed river level rises. So we could see some minor or even moderate flooding as we move into next week.
After a heap of backlash, John Barilaro has pulled the pin on a gig in America, saying it's become a distraction for the government. The former deputy premier has quit as US Trade Commissioner, which would have seen him pocket almost $500,000 a year. The controversial appointment triggered two inquiries after a senior bureaucrat was initially given a verbal offer for the job, only to be overlooked. An embarrassing moment for our new PM overnight, his Canadian counterpart calling him Tony. Anthony Albanese met with Justin Trudeau for the first time since taking office when he seemingly forgot his name.
We'll be talking lots with Tony and all our friends in Australia, but having you here right now to talk about all the range of geopolitical issues, and particularly Ukraine, is a really, really great thing as well.
And there are warnings some of our state's most iconic outback towns could soon see to exist. The recent census data shows a staggering drop in population in towns like Walgett, Brewarrina and Cobar. Greg Rogers comes from Boolagool in the Riverina. He says it's for a couple of reasons.
We had a very bad drought from 17, 18, 19. The governments have got to be more prepared. They opened correctional centres at Brewarrina and Ivanhoe. And the prisoners were integrated into the local community and they worked for the local shire. But the government closed them and took all those people away.
Having a look at sport now, and Manly has held on to beat Melbourne by just 6 points overnight. The Storm almost caught back up to the Seagulls with four tries in the last 10 minutes. The final score, 36-30. And Roosters coach Trent Robinson has defended the mid-year signing of prop Matt Lodge. It comes weeks after he controversially walked out on the Warriors, but Robinson says he has no issues with bringing him in.
We thought we were in a strong enough position culturally there to bring Matt in and do like we've done to other players and bring him in and support him in our environment.
Listener.